97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Hundreds lined Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau over the weekend for a protest against ICE. Isabella Nieto reports.
It was one of many protests happening in Wisconsin on Saturday and one of hundreds nationwide. Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel was there.
I was thinking, you know, maybe 100 people show up, and there were over 500 people that showed up. So many young people.
The protests come in the wake of federal immigration officials fatally shooting Green Bay native Alex Preddy on January 24th. And after 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and his father were detained by immigration officers in Minnesota and held at an ICE facility in Texas a few days prior. Stensel says Saturday's protest reflected on those events. She said one person brought a sign that stood out.
The one that struck me the most is somebody had, it was computer generated, but it showed a little boy in the, I call them Nazi pajamas, that was behind bars. And then it showed Liam with his rabbit hat standing on the other side, and they're looking at each other.
The father and son were released following a judge's order and have been returned to Minneapolis as of Sunday. She says there were some counter-protesters expressing support for ICE.
Across the street, there was, I think, 3 people over there. And then there was, it was either 2 or 3 younger men standing in the crowd holding a Trump and Vance sign. And they just stood there. You know, they didn't really heckle anybody. You know, they were respectful.
She says organizers of the event are planning another protest towards the end of the month.
Average gas prices have fallen 5.2 cents over the last week for an average of $2.49 on Monday. This is 7.8 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say more states are likely to see increases than decreases over the coming weeks. They say oil prices jumped to their highest level in months due to geopolitical tensions, but the national gas price average saw little change because of a weakening U.S. dollar and supply concerns. Prices are rising on much of the West Coast as they begin transition to summer gasoline and anticipate an April refinery shutdown in California. Officials say the number of states seeing increases will likely outpace those seeing decreases in the weeks ahead. Tribal governments are encouraging Indigenous people to obtain and carry tribal IDs with them everywhere as ICE agents continue activities around the country. The Wisconsin Examiner reports that several Wisconsin tribes issued statements voicing concerns about the stops and offering advice to their members. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports that in January, the Stockbridge Muncie community alerted members on Facebook that Native Americans, quote, are being caught up in raids and detained, end quote. Many note the irony that the Indigenous First People of the land have to prove their citizenship. Mid-State Technical College and Waukesha County Technical College are hosting an event to launch a new AI Data Specialist Associate Degree program. The program is designed to prepare students for careers in artificial intelligence and data analytics. The launch event will be this Friday, February 6th, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Ametta Center in Stevens Point. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day, or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. The Packers formally announced that Jonathan Gannon is the team's new defensive coordinator. He's hiring a new staff of assistants to replace those that followed Jeff Hafley to Miami. Brian Gutekunst has been renewed as the general manager. He'll speak to reporters tomorrow in Green Bay. 8 years ago, Gutekunst beat out Elliot Wolf for the Packers GM job. Last night, I spoke to Wolf, who's here at the Super Bowl as the general manager of the New England Patriots.
What's going on with Green Bay? It's been 15 years for Green Bay. What do you say to those fans in Wisconsin?
I mean, I think Brian's doing a great job drafting free agency. He's got the right system in place. He's got a great process, and I think they have a great team.
NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They'll host the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. Baseball, the Brewers announced they're leaving the FanDuel TV network and moving the games to the MLB network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and calm today with a high in the upper teens to near 20 this afternoon, and then temperatures will begin to drop a bit during the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to around or either side of zero for a low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.